Hello, and welcome to Things That Go Bump in the Night. This is Season 2, Episode 3. This is JC Bratton coming to you from Irvine, California. I'm here in Irvine on a small business trip, and I go back to San Jose tomorrow morning. And so first of all, what I want to do is thank all of you for downloading Dollhouse. I did a special on Amazon Kindle from April 29th until May 3rd. We had over 330 downloads, which was amazing. And we were number one in children's scary stories, number one in 45-minute young adult thrillers, and number one in 45-minute literature and fiction short stories. So it was really, really exciting. So thank you very, very much for all your wonderful feedback. Right now on Amazon, Dollhouse is 4 out of 5 stars, and on Goodreads, it's 3.11 out of 5 stars. And keep in mind that Amazon's reviews are different from Goodreads. Goodreads actually is always going to be a little bit lower because their scale is a little bit different versus Amazon scales. But overall, you know, having at least a 3-something in Goodreads and at least a 4-something in Amazon is very, very good, right? So I'm really excited about that, and I hope to continue to get people to, you know, download some of these stories because they are, you know, fun, quick reads, and that's what I intended them to be. It's all about flash fiction. Anyway, what I'm going to do next is we're going to talk a little bit about a phenomenon about past lives and how children are claiming to have past lives. It's some research from a professor over at the University of Virginia. His name is Jim Tucker. So we're going to talk a little bit about that because I think it's just an interesting yet creepy phenomenon, and maybe it'll find its way into my next set of short stories. So I'll be back in a moment. So as you guys know, I'm really interested in this whole idea of the collective consciousness or the collective unconscious. And as you know, I talked about that in depth in my story, Parasomnia. Well, given this whole concept of, you know, what happens to our consciousness when we pass on, you know, after we die, I've done a lot of research in this area because I find it fascinating, this whole idea of what they call the mind-brain problem. You know, is the brain what creates consciousness, or is it that consciousness is something that's a phenomenon outside of our physical being, and that our brain, for example, actually just helps kind of filter things. And one area that kind of supports this whole idea of the consciousness being independent of the brain is this phenomenon called past lives in children. So, you know, reincarnation, of course, has been a topic for many, many, many years, right? It's centuries, millennia, especially in Eastern cultures, where it's very, mainstream. You know, people do believe wholeheartedly in reincarnation. And in the Western culture, of course, it's been a little bit different. There's been a kind of a mixed bag on how people feel about that whole topic. Well, what's interesting is that there is a research division over at the University of Virginia, and currently it's led by Jim Tucker, who looks into this whole idea of past lives in children. And so what that means is that when this child is born, the child is actually embodied in the consciousness, or the consciousness that's embodied in this child, is someone who existed prior. So there's some really interesting information that was developed from this, and he's done research on tons and tons of cases on this. And one really interesting one that's gonna came out was a case of a little boy named Ryan, who lived in Oklahoma. And essentially what happened was he kept coming back and claiming that he was a former actor slash entertainer from Hollywood in the past. And what had happened was he would come back and have these memories about being, you know, on Broadway and running a talent agency and kind of living this kind of really interesting, exotic, you know, Hollywood lifestyle. And sure enough, what had happened was his parents tried to do some research on this, and they also enlisted the help of Jim Tucker from, you know, Professor Tucker from University of Virginia. And when they did their research, they concluded that Ryan was actually, at one point in his past, he was this actor named Marty Martin, who was, you know, he had a small part in a movie that was in part of some catalog of films, but then they comes to find out that he actually had a pretty rich experience with in the entertainment industry. And this little boy Ryan was able to recount so many things in accurate detail about this person's life. And the real life person, Marty Martin, died at age 61. And for some reason, little Ryan claims to be that person. And this isn't, of course, the only case. There's so many more cases just like this. And Jim Tucker does a lot of research in this. And there was, for example, a young boy who claimed that he was once a pilot in World War II, whose plane got shot down near Pearl Harbor. And turns out that he was able to accurately depict the life of this other person who just, you know, tragically died. And so what Jim Tucker finds is that a number of the cases that have come through with regards to this kind of past life phenomenon has been that the person had died at some sort of tragic way where his or her life wasn't exactly completely fulfilled. And it seems to be that pattern that leads one to then become reincarnated. He said it's not exclusive. Of course, he says there's exceptions to this, and it doesn't happen all the time, of course. But it is interesting that it seems that a big portion of the people, or these children claiming past lives, the person that they once were those who had some sort of tragic death. So it's very, very interesting, because how else are they going to know this information? These are children who have nothing to gain, and even their families have nothing to gain for this. It doesn't help them in their causes. These are, you know, random people that their children just kind of claim to have been. And so it makes you wonder about this whole idea again of the consciousness not being produced necessarily by the brain, and that there's something bigger and greater than ourselves. And I firmly believe that, and I think that there's so much more evidence out there on this. So that's an interesting topic. I want you to start kind of thinking about that, mull that over a little bit, because it does tie in really well with my short story Parasomnia, because I do think that there's some connection that we all have in terms of our consciousness and our being, outside of just our physical selves. Anyway, I will let you ponder that, and I'll be right back. Okay, thank you for listening to Season 2, Episode 3 of Things That Go Bump in the Night. I will be back in a few weeks, and we'll talk a little bit more about some strange topic, maybe something related to the next story I'm going to write, or just maybe just something creepy in general that I would like to talk about. So until then, just be sure to keep the lights on at 3:33 a.m.